While some men in this country resort to violence and crime to earn a living, there are those among them who point us in a different direction. I want you to meet Dario Greenwich, the brains behind a company called Shine Automotive, which started over 10 years ago.
Basically, I started my career really and truly in banking, where I started to work from the time I was 16 years old. And, you know, after meeting, being exposed to business and the financial sector surrounding business, I developed a hunger and a passion for entrepreneurship. So I had a couple of small projects at first. Even working at Alibaba, as a matter of fact, one of the first businesses I ever had was due to a program the bank had, which I was basically awarded the job in the bank because of a program called the Youth Link Apprenticeship Program. I was actually the valedictorian in the program because I had developed and designed and executed the best entrepreneurial plan coming out of that program. So my first business, actually, quite ironically, was an air freshener company. One that I made air fresheners from soap on my mother's dinner table. But then after getting a job at the bank, I kind of put the entrepreneurship thing on hold for a bit. Then at about 18, going on 19, I did a t-shirt line. I had this idea to do a slogan t-shirt line, something called Independently Free. And then I did another one called ABC or Black Collection. And that was my second venture, which I took to BMX as part of the whole local manufacturing and fashion industry promotion. I didn't sell any shirts at BMX that weekend, but it was certainly a learning curve. And I was able to get a lot of experience in this and, you know, in terms of entrepreneurship and running a business, kind of developing an idea and that kind of thing as well. So those two projects and working in the bank really and truly got my feet wet. Then I started university, which is really where I had even more in-depth experience because I was on the guild as the treasurer of the guild. I had an even more in-depth experience into business, into management, into entertainment, into, you know, facilitation in terms of helping other students create businesses and stuff on campus as well. So that has really, really developed the passion and love for it as well. And, you know, that one conversation one weekend about the vehicle population on the road is what led me to creating the idea, which is Shine Automotive today.
Mr. Greenwich started his new company in December of 2010, in the midst of the recession.
A lot of people were advising me, my parents at the time were telling me, you know, they think I should keep my job at the bank, because I literally came up with the idea based on the fact that there was 100,000 vehicles on the road at that time, and they said, well, each vehicle need to be cleaned at least once a year at 20 a pop, that's $2 million. And I was like, all right, good. I can resign from the bank and wash this 100,000 vehicles that is on the road. And that was just my ideology back then, you know, doing the quick math conversion and thinking to myself that I would actually be able to wash 100,000 vehicles myself. I didn't really have any in-depth knowledge in the industry. I didn't really have a 10-year plan and a whole. So all I knew at the time is that I wanted to be able to wash 100,000 vehicles at 20 a pop, and that was enough motivation for me to and I married my resignation letter and get started. Well, that and because my boss at the time told me that my future with the bank is yet to be determined in the end of year report, so I was like, okay, maybe that's a sign to say I need to determine my own future.
We're going to bring you more of the Dario Greenwich story on Sagicor's Early Business.